Welcome to Seven Bold Radio.
Welcome to Seven Bold Radio.
Welcome to Seven Bold Radio. Hello and welcome to Seven Bold Primary School Radio. We interviewed hundreds of teachers from our school. First, we're going to give it to our presenter, Nahida, to tell us what happened.
Hello, I'm Nahida, and me and my co-worker Jasmine, we interviewed Mr. McGregor. So here's how the interview went.
Hello and welcome to Southern World Primary School Radio. How are you
today? I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We have a few questions for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Which primary school did you like better, Southern Road Primary School or your previous school?
Southern Road Primary School, obviously. That's a theory. Why did you choose that question?
Because we just wanted to wonder, did you like this school of how it is right now? Or do you want to improve it more?
I think there's lots of really good things that we're doing right now, but I think there's lots of things that we can do to do better as well. Okay. But hopefully we can all do that together.
What made you become the head teacher of Seven Bold Primary School from being a deputy?
Well, I came to have a look around, and then I got to see all the children and met with some of the staff. I met with some of the children as well and looked around your school and all the wonderful work, and I was very excited about all the excellent things that you do. So that's why I wanted to come and be the head teacher.
What do you see in the school in 5 years' time?
Oh, that's a tricky question. You left the hardest one to last. I think I would like to see different ways and how we can improve using technology. So you've got some really good pieces of technology here, but I think we could do a lot more to save teachers' time and to improve how children improve on their work, so we can use technology in a different way, because technology is changing all the time, you know, like iPhones, there's a new one out every year, isn't there? And the same with lots of other technology. I'd like us to be doing a little bit better with some of our reading. I think we've got some really good readers here, but I think we could really work well and get some really exciting books and get people really enthused about reading a bit more, and try and involve more of the parents, so do some exciting things like summer fairs and things like that.
Well, thank you for your time, Mr. McGregor. Thank you, Nahida, for that lovely report. Now I'm going to hand it over to Mohammed.
Hello, I today was doing the interview to Miss Tripp, and this is how it went.
Hello, Miss Tripp.
Hello, Mohammed.
Can we interview you?
You may interview me, yes.
Thank you. What do you think about the school? About the school and how did it develop through the years?
I think Southern Road is fantastic. I think it's got better over the years, and I'm looking forward to seeing it get better as more years go by.
How would you compare Southern Road Primary School to the other primary schools?
Southern Road Primary School is the only primary school I've been a teacher at, so it wouldn't really be fair to compare it to other ones, would I?
If you were a teacher at Southern Road Primary School, what else would you be?
I would want to write a book instead.
What authors do you like?
My favourite children's author is J.K. Rowling. And my favourite adult author is Shakespeare.
Okay, thank you for your interview.
You're very welcome.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Mohammed, for that wonderful interview. Now let's hand it over to Abtar.
Thank you, Diam. So we have another interview from Nahida and Jasmine.
Hello, Mr. Lennon. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. I'm very excited to be interviewed.
What made you come to our school?
What made me come to this school? Well, last year I was in this school for about a week. I was a supply teacher, and I came into this school and I saw these wonderful children in year four, and then I got a call from my agency and they said, would you like to go back to Southern Road School? And I said, yes, Southern Road, that's a fantastic school. I would love to go back there.
Who inspired you to become a teacher?
Well, it wasn't a person. It was I always wanted to be a teacher because I always liked working with young people and children. So I started to train. I trained to become a teacher when I arrived in London, and I really, really liked it. And I've been a teacher ever since.
What do you think of our school?
I think this is a really good school with lots of clever people, lots of funny people, lots of cool people. I think it is a fantastic school and I really like it. It's a very friendly school, there's a nice atmosphere, and I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Lennon.
Thank you, Niam. We have another interview from Nahida and Jasmine with Miss Wilson Holm.
Go. Hello, Miss Wilson Holm. Today we're going to interview you. How do you feel about that?
A little bit nervous, but I'll do my best.
Okay, let's get on to the first question. Why did you want to
join year six?
Well, I was put in year six by Mr. Hovage, but I'm very glad to be here because I had a lot of these children last year in year five, and it's delightful seeing how they are growing and maturing.
The second question is, how long have you been in this school?
I have been teaching this school for about 8 or 9 years now.
Okay. So the last question is, what do you plan on doing with your class? Do you plan on going on trips or any activities?
We have some trips or visits lined up. For example, we would like to go to some museums. We've already been to the theatre and we have already been to the National Gallery. And I think you have as well, okay. Been to the National Gallery. Now, often in year six, the children go to Fairplay House, where they stay for about a week. And we have all sorts of other exciting things lined up. At the moment, we have the tennis coach. We go to him, he comes to us sometimes. Yes. And I think we are going trampolining soon.
Okay. Thank you for using your time.
Thank you, Aptar, for this wonderful interview.
Thank you for listening to Southern Road Primary School Radio. We hope we can see you in the next show.